This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Mark, and I'm really pleased to have in the studio with me some highly regarded, internationally renowned artists and choreographers and performance concept artists, I suppose the word is. Now, if I said that you were on a distant planet, it was in the remains of an impact crater, seeped in eerie sounds, frosty light, you'd probably think I'm talking about a sci-fi movie. But no, this is, I'm going to say it's a performance piece in being played at the Melbourne Festival. And this sounds incredible. It's called Marzo. It's by the Dewey Dell Company. And in the studio, I have got Agata and Teodora Castellucci with me. And welcome to Australia, first of all.
Thank you.
How long have you been in the country for?
Just a few days, actually.
A few days?
Yeah.
Enjoying the wild weather and it's all over the place.
On the opposite part of the globe.
Now, tell me a bit about the production, because this sounds amazing. Because you're doing it with the Dewey Dell Company, but you've got you're renowned choreographers and concept artists from Italy, and you're working with people from Japan as well.
Yeah.
And it's all come together in this amazing concept. Tell us a bit about the concept and what went into it and making it.
Yeah, we wanted to have the challenge to have a narrative plot to follow, respect the others' production we had in the past that were much more abstract and without any kind of narration inside. So that one was, for the first time, something absolutely new for us, and we wanted to the help of this artist who is Kuro Tanino, a theater director from Tokyo, and we asked also to Yuichi Yokoyama, a visual artist, to draw for us the costumes of the characters.
And I've actually seen some of the costumes and characters online. They look astounding. They really are an amazing look. Now, obviously, Teodora, you're the choreographer of the piece as well.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about your background, because you're very well regarded and worldwide famous in this area. So, how did you get into choreography and this sort of concept?
Actually, we as a company, we have never had a really like a background of studying dance, and we have never studied dance.
Wow.
So it was everything is really like came up very naturally, and this is why also our inspirations are always related to nature most of all, or some movements that are not immediately related to dance as a field. And to be honest, we don't feel really like a dance company in the proper name of it, but we feel we are in the field of movement, because everything we do it through the movement. So
was this a little bit different? Because as you said, you'd done a lot of things around nature. Now this one's a little bit outside of nature.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. In fact, we really wanted to change our way to work together, because we started to work as a company since 2007. So it's been a while that we are together, and we really wanted to focus on something different, something completely new for us. And this is why we started writing a plot, a narrative story, really very simple. And to work around this plot with other artists, and to make it like as a strange contemporary dance work, but with the speech inside and the words. So it's a bit, you really don't know if it's about theater or dance, but this is not the main problem, the main question. Like we don't like to define ourselves too well, because we are not so interested in focusing on ourselves.
It's more about the concept than the and the movement.
Yeah.
Now, Agata, you were one of the concept people on this, and you're one of the performers as well.
Yes.
And what's it been like for you in this process with this piece? Because being different from stuff that you've done before, has it been a stretch, or have you really enjoyed it? What's been the process for you?
Yes, of course we enjoyed, but it was also a strength for us, because we always want to go forward in each piece we do, and for this time we wanted to ask more from our body, so we needed to work a lot on the body. And we had the opportunity to work in Berlin for 3 consecutive months, and there we started also to get used to new kind of movement, also getting inspired by martial arts, and so it was of course really, really inspiring, like also working with 2 Japanese artists. 2 other artists, outside artists from the company, and also wearing the costume is not easy, immediately easy.
And as I said, I've seen some of the costumes online. There's a couple that are really, the only way I can describe them, they're a bit like colourful Michelin men, astronaut type. But
the
costumes.
Most difficult thing was, we started before, like, working on movement before receiving the costume. So when the costume arrived, we had a big part of the choreography.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to change it according to the new costume. So we wanted to force also the costume to enter inside the part. So the big challenge was also to move the big white costume that seems Michelin man, to do some movements that the nature of the costume cannot allow you to do. So it was
because otherwise would have been too easy to just put the costume itself on the stage, because it was already something like
complete,
something very strong
by itself
that it was a risk at one point, because it was completely enough. Instead, that kind of costume were a character absolutely necessary for the plot itself, so we really needed to use them in forcing them to move.
So now you've talked about a plot and it being more conceptual, but is there a storyline within the piece?
Yeah, Marzo is the name of the month, March in Italian,
right?
And it's about the month that in the boreal hemisphere is the beginning of the spring, and so in the past was always considered like the month where people return to the battlefield to continue. And the fights that
after winter
after
time,
winter. So like the returning in the battlefield is one feeling. At the same time, the beginning of the spring means also the love, the beginning,
the blooming of
love. Yeah, so it's like all the characters are in between 2 different and strong sensations, like the need to go to the battlefield again and the desire to remain with the new love they discovered. So there are a lot of characters inside the story, and all of them are in between, even thanks to Yuichi Yokoyama's drawing of the costumes. It's not clear in which age we are, like, because some of the costumes seem like from an ancient time, some of them completely from the future, so we decided to put to locate this story far from the Earth as a planet.
Yeah, also March in the Carriage in itself, the god from ancient time from in Greece, the god of war, but also the planet. So we. It's not March, it's just another planet different from Earth. Mm-hmm. And the scenography, it was inspired by a crater, from another planet. But it reminds also a paper sheet. Of course, we were attracted also by bidimensional, bidimensionality.
Yeah. Well, it sounds amazingly complex. And from what I've seen so far, and I do recommend people go to your website and have a look at what they're in for, because it is quite spectacular and I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Now, you're not in Australia for long, are you?
No.
And so now people need to get down to see this. You're at the Arts House at North Melbourne Town Hall from this Friday, the 10th of October, through to Tuesday, the 10th of October at 7:30 p.m. People can get information and tickets from arthouse.com, or they can go to the Melbourne Festival page and look for Marzo by the Dewey Dell Company, and you can get all your information there. And look, I do want to thank you very much for coming in today. You've been amazing, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And, you know, I want to say break a leg, but I don't want you to break legs, but literally, but look,
it's okay.
Break legs for the performance, because I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.